Regulate on Today FM 0854 100 102 for your texts this morning. Emails to ray@todayfm.com and the phone number is 1850 715 100. Now, I don't know if anybody knows what an objectum sexual is. I have to admit, I didn't know anything about it until I read about it yesterday. But it's the subject of a programme on TV tonight. And Erica Eiffel is on the line from the United States of America to talk to us about it. Good morning, Erica.
Good morning.
Where are you exactly now?
I'm actually in Oregon on the Columbia River Gorge.
Right.
I believe literally on the middle of nowhere.
I believe you're camping, yes.
Yes, I am camping.
Right. And you're on your way to an archery competition?
I'm on my way to the National Field Archery Championships to select the United States team to represent at the World Championships in Wales in September.
And would you have a chance of making the national team?
Well, I've made every team I've tried out for the last 10 years, so I really look forward to making this one also.
Okay. Now, objectum sexual. Just tell us what that's about.
Well, I mean, to make it brief, if you pretty much consider it an orientation, it's just like any other, like hetero or homosexual. You just replace that with object instead. We believe that our relationship is pretty much in the same manner as that with any other orientation.
But you have relationships with inanimate objects.
Well, I wouldn't say inanimate. I mean, the rest of the world might, but I don't believe they're inanimate at all.
Okay. So what have you had relationships with?
Pardon me?
What have you had relationships with? Would you prefer for me to say who? Okay, go on.
Mainly throughout my life, my relationships have been with bridges.
Right.
Yeah.
So talk us through this when you realized that you were an objectum sexual. I would imagine at the time you didn't have a label for it.
Well, no, there wasn't any lingo for it. I mean, actually, when I was younger, I thought I was mainstream and everybody else thought the same way I did. It wasn't until I reached my teenage years that I'm very different. I'm not like these people. And it became more and more apparent the older I got, the more important being in relationships became, the more I felt that I was being pushed to the farther edges of society.
Hmm.
And so, you know, I did my best to fit in. It just caused me a lot of heartache and pain, and the relationships with the people that I had caused them pain also. So it wasn't until about 5 years ago when I met other objectum sexuals that I was empowered to know that, guess what? I'm not just a fruitcake. I am, you know, there are others like me, so.
How did your relationships with bridges manifest themselves? So was there any bridges that we'd know?
Well, yeah, I mean, I'm sure you guys have all heard of the Golden Gate Bridge.
Yes.
In San Francisco. That bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge in New York. So, I mean, obviously these are big celebrity bridges, but, you know, these are bridges that call my eye, obviously.
So how would you have a relationship with them?
Well, I mean, a relationship, gosh, okay, I'm going to try to explain this the best I can.
Yeah, no, take your time.
Yeah, it's not like a human relationship where people actually vocalize their means, their methods of communication. It's more of a sense. I sense an object, just like, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck go up and you sense something bad's going to happen, and it does. I mean, that's just kind of the way I've always been. I get this sense about an object, not so much that I hear this object talking to me or I hear these voices or anything like that.
But say, for example, when, I'm going to use words that probably don't apply, but are you monogamous? Like, would you be exclusive to one object at any one time? Or do you have affairs or what?
I'm trying to understand this. I'm not monogamous, actually.
Right.
I do believe, and this is my opinion, not all of us people share this opinion, some do, some don't. But I do believe it's okay to have a polygamous relationship with objects as long as no one is being rejected or hurt.
So you've sort of committed to one object now. You got married last year.
Well, that's the thing. The media really overuses the word married.
Okay, what word would you prefer me to use?
The thing is, there really isn't quite a word because, okay, you know, to say married, and everyone does, means that I'm asking for the same legal rights as everyone else, but I'm really not. I mean, the whole point of me having this union, I guess, with...
Union is
power,
a good word, yes.
Yeah.
So you cemented your union last year with...
Yeah, what it is that the Eiffel Tower, if you know anything about this, was engineered by Gustave Eiffel, one of the greatest bridge engineers in the world.
Right.
Okay. She was dubbed, I say she because I won't use it because that infers that she's inanimate.
So you've actually taken her name, Erika Eiffel.
Yes, I did. And I did that not for any other reason but for myself and my own commitment to my own objective sexuality.
Right.
That's one thing I need to make clear with people. It's not that I was trying to get any legal, you know...
holding on.
Yes, exactly. I mean, it was for me. It was for me to say, hey, I admit I am an objectum sexual. This is who I am, and...
Can you understand, Erika, that to a lot of people, you do sound like a fruitcake, to use your own terms?
Oh, sure. Yeah. Sure. I'm sure I do, but...
How do your family and friends react?